Hello, and welcome to the Will to Win podcast. This is Alex Muir, helping millennial professionals reach peak mental and physical performance. And in today's episode, episode 3 of my financial ed series is on loans versus lines of credit. And to start off this episode, I want to start off by saying thank you again to the sponsor that I've started using, RadioGuestList.com. I've recently utilized them to help generate guests to add on to my podcast or also go on to someone else's podcast or radio show to help generate press or publicity for either your own brand or helping spread awareness of someone else's brand. So RadioGuestList.com, excellent option if you want to generate guests for your own radio talk show or podcast. So I'll start off by thanking the RadioGuestList.com for that as well. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about loans versus lines of credit in this financial ed series episode of episode 3. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you my top 3 tips for using loans and lines of credit as a Canadian millennial professional. Now, tip number 1 is determine what you need the money for. Now, how do we determine if a loan or line of credit is right for us? We make sure that we know what we will need this money for. Unexpected expenses can arise every now and again. And with the help of a loan or line of credit, people can pay off an expense like a new vehicle, school tuition, a trip, a wedding, consolidating existing debt, or renovating your home. Now, the above are just a few examples, but the main thing to keep in mind is that loans are a one-time installment. This means that you borrow the money you need and the amount is used up, and you will need to reapply for another loan if you need additional funds. In most cases, you can borrow up to $50,000 for a loan since loans are unsecured. That is the max that the majority of the banks set for their loan amounts, for the overall loan amount. And conversely, a line of credit is a very nice option since you can reuse the funds as much as you like. You don't need to reapply, and if you need additional funds, you just have to ask to increase your line of credit. Which brings me to tip number 2. Determine the type of debt you can afford. After you have determined what you need the money for, now we need to figure out whether a loan or a line of credit is the best fit. Now, for loans, you pay a fixed or variable rate of interest based on your credit score, repayment history, and level of income. Lines of credit, you only pay interest on the money that you use, and the interest is determined based on your credit score and the going rate for the bank you apply for or you apply through, which is also known as the bank's prime rate. And lastly, tip number 3, determine if a loan or a line of credit is right for you. Now, the final step of my top tips is to determine if a loan or a line of credit is right for you. Not all credit products are treated equal. Loans are a one-time installment and can only be applied for once at a time. If you only need to borrow funds once in a while, loans are a great fit. If you wish to borrow funds on an ongoing basis and you feel you might need the money in the future, or just want some funds available for emergency sake, a line of credit may be a great fit. You only pay on the balance you use, and if you have good credit, repayment history, and level of income, you will be in a good position to borrow the funds you need. Now, the main lesson to keep in mind about credit products is financial discipline. If you don't need the funds for something important or for emergency sake, only utilize cash. The less debt we carry, the richer we become. Now, in summary, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast episode on loans versus lines of credit for Canadian millennial professionals. I feel that this particular topic for my blog post, podcast episode, or video series from YouTube will be very beneficial for millennials. Financial literacy is often the last thing people would like to think about, but is essential for your financial health and well-being. Being more educated in your financial decisions will help you be better prepared to make the right choices when the time comes. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, please comment, rate, and subscribe to this podcast. Or if you want to check out my YouTube channel, you can just check out my YouTube channel. Just my name, Alex Muir, A-L-E-X, and last name Muir, M as in Mike, U-I-R. Or you can also check out my blog, and that's my full name, Alexander, A-L-X-A-N-D-E-R, Muir.com. For further topics related to mental and physical performance. And I'm glad you guys all listened to this podcast episode, and Can't wait to do another one for next week. All right, stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye for now.